there, all you guys and ghouls. Welcome to the Spooky Soul Sisters Podcast. Ashley Rose. I have a sick, dark sense of humor, but a bright personality. I love all things creepy, but I'm also a ray of sassy sunshine.
Hey y'all, I'm Kayla, and I'm a classy Southern peach with a passion for the paranormal and a knack for storytelling.
We invite you to join us each week as we journey over to the dark side to discuss new and old ghostly and creepy tales. If you like what you hear, spread the word with other fellow spooky soul friends and keep up with us on all of our creepy content by following us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Do you remember the scary story you heard around the campfire that raised the hair on the back of your neck? The monster living under your bed. That sound of footsteps when you're home all alone. We'll cover it all. So pull your blankets tight and grab a flashlight. We're in for a wild ride.
Please enjoy this beautiful rendition by Ashley Rose of Rocketop. Rocketop, oh, Rocketop.
Keep going. Keep going.
Rocketop, you'll always be home, sweet home to me. Good old Rocketop. Rocketop, Tennessee. Y'all know I sound like a dying cat, but I had to seize my moment of the song.
I hit the golden buzzer for you.
The confetti.
The whispery Rocketop. Rocketop. I'm like, Christina Aguilera's that you girl?
It's me, a dying cat version.
I told her she had to sing it on her own, though, because I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, and I will not. Have you heard that song, Tennessee Orange?
Yeah.
By Megan, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a ner.
Mm. Well,
That color's not my color wheel.
I will say this and say this until all the air is removed from my lungs. I was supposed to live in Tennessee, East Tennessee to be exact. I have said this before, and I will say it again and again and again and again. Something in those hills says home to me, and I have lived there. Okay,
I'm glad you live here now, because I wouldn't have my bestie.
Well, thank you, but one day when I retire, it will probably be in those hills. You know, there's just something
She's
about it.
She's gonna leave me. Did y'all just hear that?
You can come with me.
I'm not going there.
Why?
It's Tennessee,
the best place. Is the Tennessee? Oh, bless. So I did live in East Tennessee, and this story just touches home for me. You know, Dolly Parton did say it best, okay? Dolly is queen.
I do love Dolly.
There's just something in that song, Tennessee Mountain Home, just like moves me. Get little tears in my eyes with that song. I love it so much. I love Dolly Parton. And I know that I've said it again and again. She has taught me to be kind but assertive. And she just inspires me daily. So, Dolly Parton is my iconic hero to me. Don't you dare ruin that for me, anyone.
We need to write a letter to her. I feel like that would make your year if she wrote back.
She would never.
I bet she would.
Uh-uh. She's got a team, though. And
I was about to say. They probably just stamp it on there, but we wouldn't tell you that. Like, you could just pretend.
Whenever I go to Dollywood, which I do have season passes to Dollywood, and everybody hating, being like, I love Disney. Y'all know I love Disney and stuff, but there's just something about Dollywood, and y'all need to go see it because it's just so adorable. The food's good. The rides are fun. The shows are great. And then she has a museum, which is just like the most epic thing ever because you get to see all of her. She's like a little cabin of her home. I'm getting so excited. I'm just like.
She's talking faster and faster.
I'm just like the word mouth diarrhea coming out like, Dolly, you want to talk about Dolly Parton? Okay.
And I've never been.
And I'm so disappointed, but we're trying to change that for my birthday this year.
She's trying to reform me.
Yeah. Because I'm like, hey, we're going on a girls' trip. Let's go. to Dollywood for my birthday this year. You got a free pass. Let's go. But, you know, it takes forever for her to, like, commit to anything. So I just continue to tell her.
I was just about to say, subtlety is not your strong suit. And there she goes, throws me under the bus for my commitment issues.
Then I run her back over.
There's those disabilities again showing up.
Oh, girl, please. About those disabilities. Now, listen, y'all know that I'm like your tour guide, the hostess for the mostest of anywhere that you need to go. So when people are like, I'm going to Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg, I'm like, where are you going to eat? Oh, you can't eat there. Mm-mm, the wait's too long. Let me tell you where you really need to go. Because I love to eat places that are like not chain food or you can't get somewhere else. What the hell is that? Drink some water, girl.
I'm sorry. I got choked up.
Cut.
Pause.
Pause. No.
My bad.
So if you're going to Tennessee, just send us a little DM. I'll give you a list because I got a running list in my phone. Literally, I have a running list of everything to see and do there.
She reminds me of those TikTokers that like plan your vacation for you. I think you missed your calling because you could do that.
I probably did. And I probably should make some more like travel-y things when we go places. Maybe this week when you're listening, or it's like, when you're listening, I'll be away at training somewhere very special. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll make some TikToks because we haven't made a TikTok in a hot minute.
Ooh, Lord, they make me nervous.
Yeah, they're so much fun though when we actually do them.
They are.
Mm-hmm. So, you've already read the topic of the story. We are going to Sevierville, Tennessee. I'm just kidding. The locals really do call it Sevierville. Sevierville. Sevierville is what it's spelled, but what Sevierville is what it sounds like. Sevierville, Tennessee.
It sounds like anemone.
Sevierville. Sevierville, Tennessee.
Cereal.
Pretty much. Anyway, it's Sevierville, Tennessee to me. And I did live in Sevierville, Tennessee at one point. I went to a little hopping couple years in middle school there. Worst time of my life. Middle school's worse as it is. And then you go to be a new girl somewhere else. And it was just a bad experience. Boo. Didn't like it. But we're going to be talking about the Wheatlands Plantation.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm. I'm excited. I don't know anything about this one.
Have you even been to Gatlinburg?
Nope.
What?
I've never been. I'm a beach girl. I don't know how many times we've been over this.
And I am not, but the sand, no.
Put it between my toes.
Yeah. Bring me to Hawaii so I can be with the sand and the mountains. That's cool. But everywhere else is just I'll go to the beach.
Don't think I'm hating all the time. Doesn't Hawaii have the weird thingies in the sand?
Yeah, they're awful.
Centipedes or millipedes or whatever.
Yeah, I've told that story on here, I'm pretty sure.
She told me that and I had nightmares.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, so back to the Wheatlands Plantation. It was named after, obviously, the wheat crop and the land.
Very literal in their naming there.
So it was established after a family farm from a Revolutionary War veteran, Timothy Chandler, in 1791. There's my dyslexia.
Back it up.
Reverse.
Back it up, Terry.
I love that. I could watch that 1,000 times. So anyway, in 1791, you know, my dyslexia, just got to throw it in. Chandler's son, Mr. John Chandler, from 1786 to 1875, inherited the Wheatlands in 1819. Under his direction, the plantation grew to become one of Sevier County's largest farms, which Sevierville is located in Sevier County. It covered over 3,700 acres. That's a lot. So that was by 1850s. So we're getting into the mid-1850s, or 1800s, I should say. Chandler's freed slaves inherited part of the Wheatlands in 1875. And they formed Chandler's Gap community in the hills of the south of the plantation. So after Timothy Chandler died, his son took over. And this area that I'm talking about is Boyd's Creek. So, okay, so the original Chandler farmhouse burnt in 1823, and John Chandler built the present plantation house on the site that was replaced by it. So if you go visit, if you Google it, this is the second house from the burnt one. So by 1850, it became the largest place in the plantation, and it produced 6,000 gallons of whiskey, which was worth about 4,500 in that time, which is about 150,000 in present terms. Not that much, but it is when it's a family farm. Mm-hmm. So that wheat was actually even sent as wheat whiskey to New Orleans, which I just think is so cool.
That is cool.
You know, but anyway, I like drinking, so I'm going to add that in there. So the plantation itself sits on the corner of the State Highway 338, and Cedar Springs Valley Road in the Boyd's Creek community. The property is situated by the French Broad River. So if you're Googling this and you're looking at the map, I'm just kind of like giving you a little area where it is, especially if you're going to visit and you go to Gatlinburg and you want to go visit this place. Just give me a little roundabout where it is. It was, by the way, the French Broad River is one of the nation's waterways that provide so much nutrients to the plantation from the water.
Mm-hmm.
This place is a very uncomfortable conversation when it comes to history. We've mentioned it before. We mentioned it again. History is not always the greatest, because you have to talk about uncomfortable things that occurred, and we don't want to repeat those things, so we talk about them in a light, and we don't agree with the things that occurred. We're not colonists or anything, colonizers, I should say. But this trail where the highway is, Highway 338, it's called the Great Indian Warpath. In 1790, John Sevier, who is the founder of Sevier County and mm-hmm. Sevierville.
I was wondering where the name came from. If it was just a severe area to live in. Or they got severe weather.
But this path ended up in the battle with local Cherokee people. So this battle is known as the Battle of Boyd's Creek. And this exact place where the location is of this plantation is the exactly where this battle took place.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. So, there was a big grave in the back. There's an estimated 28 Cherokee people who were massacred at the Battle of Boyd's Creek, who are now buried in a massive grave behind the home itself. Woo! 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 Yeah. So, this plantation that we're going to be talking about, it used to be like a museum and that you can go visit and stuff like that. But now it's an Airbnb, so you can rent it and stay there. I'm not quite sure if you're going to want to stay there after this conversation that we're going to have, but it's up for nightly rental. So if you're into that, this place is for you. So the plantation has witnessed a slew of gruesome murders.
Goody. We're just rolling right into it.
Yeah, so 70 to be exact.
Jesus.
Yeah. Most of these have extensive reports that are backing them, and it gives like a lot of credibility to the home's gruesome history. Whew. Two women passed away on the staircase, or the parlor when you walk into the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
One of them died from a heart attack, and the other one died from falling down the stairs and breaking her neck.
That would be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Accident. I broke my foot walking into work one day.
With a piece of gravel. Just a little piece. That's exactly what her foot sounded like.
I did hear it when it broke. That was the weirdest situation. I knew right then. I was like, ooh, I done messed up.
Bless. So the most famous murder that occurred after the owner of the estate left to her grandson, he was killed with an iron poker by his jealous father.
What?
Mm-hmm. Multiple paranormal groups have either seen blood ooze from these stains before covering them back up with rugs, which has also happened in the past. So the blood stains on the ground are still there.
Yes. They've just covered them up.
Yes. So by now with this Airbnb, because they did like all these renovations, the house doesn't even really look the same on the inside as when it used to be a visitation site.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a private home. It's been lots of different things, but the wood is not the same. So is that blood stain still there? I don't know. Does it still come up? I don't know. Maybe I do need to stay there.
Ugh.
I do like to visit that area. So, anyway, back to those murders. About 50 slave grave sites are also located on the property. So you got all the Cherokees, all the slaves,
mm-hmm.
these people that have been murdered.
Bunch of violent deaths occurred. All in one location.
Yeah. And on the floorboard, you know, they say that the father curses, not just the son curses still because of the jealousy and the envy. There's lots of different sightings of both of them.
Mm-hmm. These were the two that were fighting over jealousy, and the father killed
the son
with the poker.
Iron poker.
That's an awful way to go.
It really is. You just bleed out knowing that your father killed you over an estate.
You know, this is just an aside here, but I watch a whole lot of CSI. I consider myself a CSI expert, if you will. Blood is very hard to get out. Even once you've like bleached it and tried to wash it. I mean, I know you're saying that the wood may not be the same, but if it is,
mm-hmm.
if it is, there's probably still some stuff there. Seeping deep into the pores of the wood.
And oozing.
Yeah.
Don't forget that word. Oozing.
So that reminds me of Amityville when they talked about, if you've ever watched the Amityville Horror or read the books, talking about stuff oozing out of the house, like out of the walls, out of the floors.
Windows.
And we've had, I can't remember where it was, but there was a haunting I know that I've talked about before where the bloodstains would show back up.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was Serenity, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was too.
Ooh, our memory is pretty bad today.
Ooh. I'm off my game today, but whatever. We're here.
We are here.
We're pulling through.
This pollen has just got our mind fogged pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're visiting, visitors have reported that they've heard yelling from a man, thuds, and they hear sickening, like gargling, gurring noises.
Like a death rattle?
That's what the way I picture it to be.
Ooh.
It's almost as if those murders are just being played over and over and over again throughout history.
Residual haunting.
Mm-hmm. Deceased members of the Chandler family are also said to linger here in the hallways and sometimes in the gardens. Many sightings of them, of their spirit, have been reported over the years. There's even been sightings of a slave child who's been witnessed running about playing on the grounds, and they even play hide and seek with visitors who catch a glimpse.
Oh.
There's also an apparition of a young girl in a blue dress who has been seen throughout the house running up and down the stairs. However, there's also been shadows and objects and things moving without explanation.
Hmm.
And the gravesite area has very active disembodied voices. So, there's a lot of things to see here, and a lot of paranormal people flock to go look at the Wheatlands plantation, and I can understand why,
mm-hmm.
because there's just so much activity. It's one of the top places that are haunted in Tennessee to visit.
Oh, wow.
I know. So it does make like pique my interest. Like, I really want to go there.
I do too.
But then I also don't want to stay there and sleep over because yeah. it's like the at night ones that just like creep me out the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in at night, because you obviously that's when everything comes alive.
Yeah.
So would you want to visit there
during the day?
I know. Do you think our spooky babies would want to stay there too?
Probably. I feel like we've got some brave ones out there.
I do too. I feel like they would definitely want to see and hear all these people.
I definitely want them to let us know if they go stay there.
And if you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you know, go pay respect to the Cherokee Indians who lost their lives and to the slaves.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, that is a part of it. It does make me sad. Yeah, so somber talking about it.
I do find it interesting, though, that they converted it from a museum to an Airbnb. Like, what did you do with all the museum stuff? Is it still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No. When you look at the pictures on Airbnb, because that was, like, the first thing I did, because I was like, huh.
And also the renovations. I wonder if it lost any of the historical significance. Like, did they preserve?
Or is it maybe in Sevier County's museum?
They probably donated it to the government. That's typically what happens in those situations.
They are. And it could be that it just needed so much upkeep and they just didn't have the funding for it or what
have
you.
If it was a private museum, a lot of those are disappearing.
Yeah.
So.
It technically probably was because it was a private residence for a long time. But if you Google or look up Wheatlands Plantation and you go on YouTube, there's tons and tons of videos where people are spending the night before it was an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see anything recent because it's technically when you Google it, it's like permanently closed. But then there's like a few links down that you see like Airbnb. Huh? Let me look at this. And it's like a beautiful, it's like the perfect revolutionary example of that home.
Oh, cool.
What is the word that I'm looking for? That this kind of home is. I'm going to have to look it up real quick because
it's I thought of the word that I needed in the last episode. Finally.
What was it?
Alchemist.
Oh.
Alchemy.
Oh.
If you guys remember, I was talking about the Yazoo witch and how her cemetery is surrounded by iron chains. Or, well, I don't know the actual material, but if I had to guess, they probably used iron. Because it has alchemical properties, people thought that it would, like, prevent ghosts from moving through. So, I would imagine iron, but it's probably not. It's probably, like, stainless steel now or something like that. A more economically efficient version.
So, this beautiful brick antebellum, it just came to me because it's the perfect example of a federal-style building, and it's one of the oldest remaining plantation structures that are federal-style.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It's brick. It's, like, absolutely gorgeous. So, I'm definitely going to have to add some pictures of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have any questions about it?
I kind of want to see any reviews of people that have stayed there at the Airbnb because I wonder if they've experienced anything without knowing.
Ooh.
Or if the Airbnb people say up front, like, yo, this place is haunted.
Like, to the nine?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We should, like, give a quick, before we get off, just a, like a quick little Google search on Airbnb and see if there are any reviews for it.
Yes. Because, I mean, knowing me, the type of travel planner I am, I wouldn't look this up to see if it was haunted. You would.
Yeah, absolutely.
That reminds me of our Savannah trip, the Airbnb that we stayed at.
So, there are 19 reviews, and they give it a 4.95 star.
Not bad.
I know. So, yeah, our trip to Savannah?
Oh, yeah. So, in Savannah, I completely, it looked innocuous, you know, didn't think it was haunted at all, and that turned out to be a really scary place at night. Because I had the creepy attic in my room, and Ashley did not, and I felt like something was watching me and called my name that morning. That's so, been a couple episodes back that we talked about that, by the way.
I'm just like briefly reviewing all these beautiful things. All of them are being like, I had such a wonderful time. The host was like super responsive. Which host? The ghost host or the real host? So, location isn't the owner's fault. And there are a lot of different things that it's saying. But it's saying that they're like incredible. There's so much history to it. It's clean. It's comfortable. They had plenty of room. They all had a great time. But none of these say that they went there for the amenities of
being haunted. I bet you they don't know. They just don't know.
It's one of the top places. Come on. How do you not know? I'm going to like briefly just show Kayla like what it looks like.
Oh, it's really pretty.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It looks haunted.
It does.
From the outside, it 100% looks haunted.
But, like, look at the kitchen.
It looks all bougie and pretty now on the inside, but you can tell the bones of that house have some history. Nicole, if those walls could talk, they'd ooze blood.
Touche. All right, guys. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode.
And stay safe.
And stay spooky.